Kevin sitting down with us here. We'll get a quick comment here, and then we'll take a break and come back and spend a little more time. But, well, I don't know if it was the early wake-up call or what, but the second half, it's kind of like the lights went on.
Well, I thought with about 15 minutes to go in the game, Joe, we finally started playing the way we've been playing.
Yeah.
Not the way we played yesterday and not the way we practiced on Sunday, but the way we played at St. Mary's and the way we practiced the day before St. Mary's and maybe more like we played against Lipscomb and we played with energy and looseness and aggressiveness I was just asking in the media room, do I know why it took us, 60 minutes of basketball before we finally loosened up and played?
Yeah.
And I don't.
It's a logical question, but if you knew the answer, it would have happened.
It wouldn't have happened. That's correct. obviously, our guys want to play hard. They want to do the right things, and we did in the last 15 minutes. I mean, we looked like our team.
Yep.
In the last 15 minutes, and obviously, we were superior from a manpower standpoint, but still in all, if you don't play, other teams can hang around like they were kind of doing. I never felt like we were going to lose, but we just weren't playing our brand of basketball, and I thought the last 15 minutes we got to our style, we got to our flow, our rhythm. We got it through boxing out, getting rebounds cleanly, not having them be tipped around and loose. And we were headed the other way with them. And then all of a sudden our transition game gave us more energy on defense and it just goes hand in hand.
Kind of feeds each other.
It's like a snowball.
Yep.
And yesterday it was just the opposite. We were trying kind of hard, but then it wouldn't go our way and we could never sustain anything. So hopefully we can build off this. I told our team already, tomorrow makes a whole difference in this trip.
Sure does.
I mean, tomorrow's game makes a whole difference in this trip.
You know, in case you didn't know, the scoring drought for them, you held them scoreless 10 and a half minutes.
No, we were playing.
Over that run, it was 30-3 the time they actually scored. You outscored them 30-3.
Yeah, and then we made a huge breakdown when they did get the three. And you know, as a true coach, that made me mad. But I knew that we were on a good run. But we were. It wasn't so much that we were on the run. It was why we were on the run, and that's what I tried to stress to the team is we were on the run because when they shot, they were contested, they were bothered, and then there was nothing but black shirts around the goal.
Yep.
We had them boxed out. We were fighting for the ball harder. We wanted the ball more than they did, and we got it. And then when we got it, we were outrunning them to the other end because we were more passionate about getting there, and that's how we have to play. That's if we're going to be any good, that's how we have to play. Like I said, that game was not a masterpiece, but I'll take the last 15 minutes. We played our game the last 15 minutes.
We'll take a break a couple more minutes with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt a winner 68-41. We continue with Coach Kevin Stallings after the win over Chaminade. We were talking during the break, a couple of guys. You got a real lift from a couple of guys. I thought off the bench they played very well today.
Well, John played very well. And it was really more in the second half. I thought that John and Darshawn Lance came in and really gave us a spark off the bench in the second half. That thing was far from a masterpiece, but I thought that they came in and got us going, helped get us going, and then everybody just started feeding off of it, and it created a little bit of a landslide.
You made a great point a minute ago about rebounding, that the rebounds that you were getting, instead of balls that were being tipped one or two times and finally getting it, you were getting them clean the first time, and that sort of gets everything off and running.
We were getting the rebounds and the loose balls, Joe. That's why they were in such a scoring drought. When the ball got tipped, we got it.
Yeah.
When the ball went up on the rim, we got it. And so then when we got it, we were able to transition to offense and really, really bothered them because, you know, again, we've got more guys, we're deeper, we're better athletes, you know, we wore them down, which is, we knew we could, but, you know, again, I'm still befuddled, and I guess I have to look at this from a coaching standpoint, but I'm just still bewildered about the first game and the first half of this game. I can promise you we didn't do anything different those last 15 minutes than we did yesterday. I mean,
can it be travel? Can it be? I mean, that's an easy excuse.
I suppose it could be. And I wonder if our guys weren't nervous because, you know, obviously this is the premier.
Oh, yeah.
This is the premier college basketball tournament preseason in the country.
Right.
So we're, you know, our guys know that.
Yeah.
You know, were they nervous? I don't know. And we everybody talks about, well, you got so many guys back. We've got one senior and two juniors.
Bunch of young guys.
We're still real young.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't be so young that we don't come out here ready to go.
Yeah.
And I'm not using that as an excuse for sure. But, well, I don't know. I you know, that it bothers me. And obviously I feel like a bad coach when we play like we played yesterday. And
I felt like a bad announcer yesterday.
Well, you know,
everything felt bad yesterday.
You know, it's like we told the team after the game, you guys got punked, we got punked. And we were down in our meeting room, and Coach Muller said, he said, everybody in the room but Jacob got punked. So, you know, obviously we weren't feeling so hot about things.
Yeah.
But, again, I was proud of the fact that we finally came to life.
Whatever that was.
Yeah, whatever it was. And hopefully that'll help us tomorrow.
Good luck.
All right, Joe.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Coach Kevin Stallings joining us. Back for a few moments here in Maui right after this.